Watch closely the story of Joseph as it unfolds, because it gives us clues into the way God works sometimes, and it also gives us clues into the fact that maybe sometimes we misinterpret what God is actually doing. Here, Joseph has these dreams as a young boy, and his parents and his brothers, they don't understand him. His brothers hate him for it, and they even plan to kill him over it. And they decide to sell him into slavery rather than kill him and have a guilty conscience, as if selling him into slavery is okay rather than killing him. Nevertheless, Joseph is sold into slavery, sent down into Egypt. His father is told that he is dead and he mourns. And Joseph quickly becomes the slave of Potiphar, the guard of the palace, the guard of the Pharaoh. And Joseph has favor. He's an excellent administrator, probably an excellent communicator. He's very handsome, well-built, good-looking. And Potiphar puts him in charge of everything. Now, Potiphar's wife has the hots for Joseph, and she's coming on to him continually. And he's continually putting her down, basically saying, no, I can't, you know. My master has put me in charge of everything, given me control over everything but you. I could never do this. And she's relentless. And Joseph, as a guy, having probably a woman who is fairly attractive offer herself to him in this way, he's pretty strong-willed to be able to get the oversight and have the self-control to just resist. And ultimately, he flees from her, and she lies, and he gets thrown into prison. All right, so here's Joseph, who has been walking with God. An assassination plot by his own brothers is against him. He's captured and thrown into slavery by his own brothers. He's in charge of Potiphar's house and rises in the favor of God. And he's still walking with God, and all these bad things are happening to him. Now he's in prison. He quickly becomes the administrator and communicator of the prison so that the warden trusts him. And he interprets a couple of dreams while he's still in prison that both come true. And the chief cupbearer is restored, as we read today, and promptly forgets all about Joseph. So Joseph's left to rot in prison. All this time, all he's done is walk with the Lord and trust in the Lord. Watch as this story unfolds, because it shows us the ways that God works. Not every single time, but it gives us a clue into looking at our current situation, surroundings, circumstances, and allows us to zoom way out and not get lost in the forest for the trees, but to see an overview of the way God works things in people's lives.